Hello guys, welcome to another episode of Life Talks with Olani. On today's episode, we'll be doing something so totally different. Very, very different. And I have my friends here with me. I have... Introduce yourself. Hold on. Oikoles hear you very well. We didn't hear your name. As you're saying, you can say your Instagram handle.
My name is Adeboyo Oyinkosola.
What's your Instagram handle? You don't know your Instagram. Next person, please.
My Instagram.
Next person. Next person.
My name is Olabi and my Instagram handle is Pablo_is_black. Pablo is black.
My name is Andrew Iluatunshi. My Instagram handle is Iluatunshi_Andrew.
My name is Shulake Alice. And my Instagram handle is TM_MII.
Okay, my name is Ayomfe Oluwayedemi. And my Instagram name is Ayomfe_Oyedemi.
Okay, thank you very much for coming to this episode. For being on this episode, I've been off social media.
Yeah.
All of you asking me questions, please be audible. Let's hear you.
Thank you.
All of you asking me questions about where I am. I'm in Pablo's house, living soft life. I'm trying to create content. You know, I'm taking time off the media.
Right now,
but I'm still available. I'm active. If you text me, I'll reply.
Okay.
For all of you asking where is the new episode dropping, it's coming very soon. There are more amazing episodes to come. So today, before we start, is there anything you want to rant about?
Actually.
Is there anything you want to rant about?
The situation of the country is just...
Get your PVC.
Who has PVC? Yeah.
By the way, get your PVC.
It's all the registration. You have PVC.
I've done my concrete now. Just to get...
I've written my name down.
Let me tell you something about this PVC something. Yeah? Me and I are
fair. Please. Yes.
And you are always
let's go and collect.
Hold on. It's not intentional.
It's not me. I pressured like 5 people and they got their PVC and I've not done my own.
It's really bad because we have been procrastinating going to register and everything. And you see, the amount of people that was on the line, they discourage me.
Now that they call me, like, they say, no, they don't choke. They cannot go down.
Anyways,
so I've done this
get today, your PVC.
Yes.
Oyinka, do you have your PVC?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yes, I do.
Do you have your PVC?
February 6th.
Do you have your PVC?
I've not gotten here, but I've done the registration.
Okay, so please register for your PVC and get your PVC and vote. Vote wisely. I say vote wisely. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to say.
You can't choose for people.
I'm not going to choose or I'm not going to try to influence whatever decision.
Exactly.
But vote wisely because so far don't tire us for this country.
Think of where you're going to be in the next 8 years.
Exactly.
Some of us will move to Tunisia.
So please make sure you vote wisely. So today's episode, I don't exactly have a topic. Yeah, there's no a particular topic.
Freestyle.
It's just freestyle. But I'll be asking questions. Yeah, this is how it's going to go. We have 3 males, we have 3 females.
Exactly.
3 males.
Yay.
Oh, she's scholars. We're all in our final year in university. Round of applause for all of you. Yes. Yes. It's not easy. We're in our final year. It's not easy. 4 years in LASU. It's something. But Bella Shmoda, take that word back. It's something. Anyways, so I have 3 males, 3 females. I'm trying to balance it up. For males, we have Oyinko, Olabi,
Tumishe.
Females, Alice, me, and Ayofe Oluwa. So I'm going to be asking the males. I'm going to be asking you questions that we, the females. So what? Pablo is getting ready. So like, what you are representing the male gender now in Nigeria, in Lagos State. In Lagos State, Nigeria. Don't fall the main gender, don't fall their hands. And we, the females, are representing
the female gender.
The minds of the female gender. Alright, I'm going to be asking you questions that females find it difficult to ask the male gender directly. Or probably if they are in relationships, even as friends, not necessarily in relationships. I told people to send in their questions and I checked online for possible questions. And also females, I'll be asking you questions that that you probably find offensive when males ask, because males, I don't know. It's like they need to go to school. They need to reschool. You understand?
But
anyway, men need to reschool.
Yes, people need to reschool. You need to be taught. It's not about fight. Do you want to beat me now? I can call you for domestic violence. Anyways, so let's get to it. Yeah. So we all know that females, we tend to be misunderstood a lot.
No,
do you disagree?
Go on.
We tend to be misunderstood.
I disagree.
How? Why do you disagree?
For me, when it comes to girls, I feel like you guys don't really know what you want. Like,
they are very confused.
As a girl,
confused, very confused human beings.
They are ladies are confused human beings.
How are we confused?
I don't know, like, your decisions are not just like, okay, you don't even know what you do.
They are not straightforward.
You guys are
never straightforward.
I would say most girls.
No, let's be honest.
You know what? I actually agree.
Most girls.
I actually agree.
Most
but it, me, I'm a very straightforward person.
Say 50%.
I'm not straightforward.
Me, I'm straightforward.
Okay.
Like, you, like, how many of you can find, like, 20 people? Understand. Very, very scarce.
Very scarce.
I know, if you are saying, the male gender, let me tell you something about your gender. About the male gender, yeah.
From your own perspective, what do you
from my own, from our okay. From if you disagree, you can talk. My females, my girls,
yeah.
You can disagree if I'm saying something that doesn't correlate with how you feel, yeah. You guys, it's like your girlfriends or whoever it is you plan to marry. They will teach you that this is how you're supposed to treat females, yeah. You'll be taught, you'll be reschooled, like I said.
That's how it is.
Hold on now, you'll be reschooled. All the things that you've learned from that one good babe. You now can give it to somebody else. All the things that you've learnt, you now can direct it. You can put all that energy into somebody else.
Hold on.
When she was asking you, before she taught you.
Okay.
Because you people like, you don't have sense.
I swear.
Like, you don't know what she's talking about. You people are smarter than that. You just used to.
All right.
I'm not even going to try to argue, but that's
you're
it.
Not arguing, you're not just...
This is why your face is nodding her head and she's not saying anything. Yeah, right? Okay, yes, I'm correct. Yes, justice for women out there.
Mm.
Before I want to ask any questions, the first question I want to ask you guys, I want everybody to answer. If you know that you have a boyfriend or you have a girlfriend and you are being
abused,
it's a very sensitive thing. If you know you are being abused, if you know you suffered domestic violence or not necessarily even domestic, they don't have to touch you. Sometimes it's just verbal abuse.
Okay.
If you know you are in a toxic relationship. Okay, let me ask you a question. Yeah.
Right.
So people that are in toxic relationships.
Yeah, people that are.
People. Yes. People that are in toxic relationships. Do you think that they are aware? Like they know.
They
yes.
know that.
They know that this relationship.
They always know now. Like
they know.
You can't be that stupid that you've been in a toxic relationship and you have no idea this is a toxic relationship.
Like are they aware?
Or they are aware what they are going through.
What do you think makes them want to stay, regardless of if they are being flogged? If they are being abused.
Let me give you one instance. I read one story about a girl online, and the guy, he abused her very well, like properly. And do you know why the girl did not leave the relationship? Because the guy has a washing machine.
Where did you see that one?
No, that was Dave. I think you can't actually get it.
Yes, you can't.
But you are asking the person who is actually going through that stuff.
I have friends
who are going through it too. I have friends.
Yeah.
I'm going to try. Like I've actually tried my best. Like, hey, Bobo.
And it's hard to talk them out of it.
The girls. It's very hard. Bro.
Very, very hard.
I'm actually like, hey, this girl. She don't make any contribution. This guy has to send out. Like. What the fuck are you still doing? What kind of love is that? You see someone is not treating you
blind. Yes. Love is it's not blind. Oh, trust me. Love might be blind, but you are most definitely not blind.
Exactly.
You are not blind. You're not treating me right, bro. What are we doing?
Alice, you want to say something?
They know, but they'll keep making excuses.
He's not really doing it like that now. Should be just one time he slapped me. He just slapped me yesterday, was just angry. That's why they don't listen to you when you talk to them. They still feel like it hasn't gotten to the point where they will leave the bed. They don't want to leave.
Yeah.
See, in this life, there are many things that you just like procrastinating. You want to do it because you know you're meant to do it. But I'll do it tomorrow. Let me first see whether that's exactly
on your body. With marks on your body.
I feel that is keeping them down.
It will
change. You can't just stay like that and see somebody.
Let me see Nigerian girls now. I've actually told Nigerian girls, you know, like I have like this contact with Nigerian girls.
Yeah.
The ones I know, let me say, not really Nigerian girls. Let me say like half of them. Let me say half. Like with the kind of orientation girls have nowadays.
Yeah, in Nigeria currently.
Nowadays.
Yeah, in our so generation, in our, Gen Zs.
In this epoch, yeah. So I think it is most time it's actually when it probably gas money.
Yeah.
It's not like people. I don't feel like people. They are not in love again.
It can be that because everybody already knows you with this guy.
Yeah.
You get like
exactly.
Your family has met him.
Or they are thinking they'll find it very hard to move on, to see somebody else.
That,
yes, exactly.
That's actually a factor. It is not a strong.
So you cannot say yes. Insecurity.
No, that one is actually a factor, but it is not a strong factor. Most of the things is like,
to be honest, I feel
they
like,
feel like they feel like people around them will be like, ah, what's he drop a link? Yeah, drop. But now people will tell them, I have friends who like next week,
imagine someone that is emotionally attached to the person she's dating. Yeah. It's not possible, but those kind of people, I used to bring something up, make their eye come out.
Their sense go, they will be like,
but the sense will not come, bro. Or see the person die.
Hey, praise God. Laura call you one word. Please run.
Run.
He cannot change.
Even if he can, you're not about to wait for him to change. Please go. It's not your own body we used to change. Please run.
The girls now. Have your own body, so I think it's that thing that used to put them down. Like,
it's not only money.
No, I know, but it's a very big factor.
Money is a very big factor.
From my point of view, the biggest factor is not even money. The biggest factor is insecurity. Maybe money is a part of insecurity because if you don't have money, you'll be feeling you can't stand on your own.
There are lots of factors.
Hold on.
I feel some of them have set a standard of living that they feel that if they stop being with that guy, that standard has dropped down. So they feel that they can't live up to that standard.
That's one thing I really like about our generation now. Like, I feel like girls are actually out there trying to be something, themselves. And I really like it a lot. I have friends, I'm lying on Twitter, I've actually been on Twitter spaces, like, and I actually like discuss with people.
Yeah.
And I see people like, this girl is like, she's sharp, you know, like, she's very, very sharp.
Smart.
And, you know, she's smart. And I'm still like, I think girls are actually like trying to become something themselves right now. Or like before, like, okay.
The whole mindset is that it's the males that have to take care of it. The females don't have to do anything. But now you go suffer.
There was something that happened. So like, this girl was like, oh, the only way she can marry this guy, only if the guy has money. I asked her. I said, don't you want to have money? Don't you want to become a millionaire yourself? Like, why can't you get rich yourself? Aspire now.
Let me make something clear. I will make my money, but my guy has money.
Yes, ma'am.
You know it's a difference when you are spending your guy's money. It's not your money.
The same way the guy
is spending your guy's money.
The same way the guy wants the girl to have money.
It's a big flex for guys to spend your money. I just spend my baby's money. Like, go around there for
God
me.
When,
bro,
shout out to your babe.
If you're spending your man's money now, it's called with someone joy like this. You don't know how boys feel.
See, the first time I actually got a gift from my friend, like, it was my birthday, was it not like last 2 years?
Males really appreciate it when you get them, you get them money because they don't really get that.
I cried.
So when you guys
left, you
appreciate it a lot.
I when I went outside to cry, like,
because you bought me for
that's so cute.
They bought me gifts now, you. Like my birthday.
Oh my God.
But for real, they actually really, really appreciate it. For real, like, I saw it
because this is like, it's not normal.
Yes.
I want to ask about your love language. Yeah, so we know the love languages that exist now. Words of affirmation, acts of service.
Um,
but some people don't exist.
So Oyinkosola, what's your love language? What's that thing that when your babe or when your friends, not it doesn't have to be your babe too, when your friends do, you feel like you feel really appreciated and you feel heard.
What should be separate?
Yeah.
Like,
the
one my baby does separate,
the
one my friend does separate.
Any which one?
No, love language actually generally. Is it that agape or?
Man, yeah. I don't think I have a love language. I don't even know.
You be a shower.
Confirm. No,
yeah,
<geez.
laughs> or will that be what's your?
For me, yeah.
Boom boom.
No, like.
Love
now, acts of service.
Exactly, like
acts of service.
She should just be there, like when I'm down.
Acts of service and quality time.
Exactly. Oh yeah, well, for emotion.
Have you quality time too?
Quality time.
Yeah.
How about
actually,
you?
Everyone needs it.
It's true now.
How about you, Alice?
Physical touches.
Yeah.
How are you talking? Because hold on, you're saying quality time.
No,
I
was saying, oh, so hold on.
It's really encompassing everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Not necessarily sexual, actually. No, yes. I don't mean necessarily sexual. Touch me, I swear, if I'm on the bed with you and you don't touch me, you don't love me. Straight. I don't want to hear.
That's how love language.
My babe knows it. You will let you tell you that my love language is physical touch. You must touch me.
Like this.
Just touch me. Then music too. Music is my love language.
Okay.
I like
creating a playlist for you.
Cheers.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
They both the same song. Why are they talking on the phone?
Okay.
That was same day.
My love language is words of affirmation. Just tell me I'm fine, I'm beautiful. You know, talk.
That's what I've been telling you for the past 2 days.
You know?
That's what I've been telling you for the past 2 days.
Words of affirmation and quality time. I like to spend quality time with my babe. You know what I'm saying?
Could be watching movie.
Sometimes you don't even need to say anything. Just your presence alone is enough. Do you get
me?
But as I did single like this, what's your love language?
Act of service, word of affirmation,
like, physical touch. If you don't forget physical touch, don't forget physical touch. See, everybody in the hostel thinks me and Ayofe were lesbians. Ayofe is fucking clingy. I even like to, and me, I don't like physical touch. I'm not
all right.
Anyways. Anybody that is hearing it, if you want to, you know, send message to their DMs, you already know their love language and how they like to be loved. Where know she saw?
I
will post their pictures when I post this episode, so you see their beautiful faces. So to the questions now, females, males, I'll be asking you questions.
Yeah, throw it out.
Wait, let me first. The first general question I want to ask is, okay, you go for a date.
Alright.
Yeah. Yeah, your babe.
No. Have you guys been to?
Hold on now. You and your babe go for a date. You go out.
Just say the relationship.
No. Let's hear the question.
Why is this guy? Why is he triggered?
He's a mad person now, don't you? He's a very mad person.
Yeah, your babe.
It's after my life. Yeah,
your babe go out, yeah?
Just try to make it be a person, you know?
You go out. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like the male should pay? Or do you feel like they should split the bills?
Let me go first.
On a first date,
the male should always pay because you're the one initiating the date. So
God bless.
Yeah.
Let him talk now.
Everybody will talk. Give chances.
If you call a person, come date. Like, okay, I'm inviting you on a date now.
Yeah.
I don't expect you to pay now because I'm the one that wants to take you out.
Amen.
Like, I'm the one that wants to spoil you.
Amen, brother.
So, I don't expect you to pay. Amen. Look for your transport.
I don't give a fuck about that.
She should dress nice. But I don't have to tell her that now. And I shouldn't be responsible for the
food. Yes, we know.
But as for his first date, though. As for his first date.
But it's for the food and the transport and anything concerning.
Of course, you don't have to. I should not do that. I'm not going to talk now. Are you done?
Yes.
That's it, Abby.
For me, I think the
guy.
The guy should actually pay. Because you are the one inviting her.
I'm hungry. You should always pay.
You should come outside and.
Yeah.
But again, the girl can pay now.
Yes, now.
Nobody said she can't pay.
Who do I think in the best position to pay?
Yes. Who do you think she pay on the first date? You don't
You don't really know the kind of financial creator you want. You get me? The lady might actually be like, you know, okay, probably you guys have actually talked about it. Okay, I'm going abroad, babe. I'm actually broke for now.
I don't think I understand it.
Only if the guy is just, you get me now?
Okay.
You have to be straight. Okay, I don't have cash. I don't have enough funds right now.
But I want us to go on it.
Exactly.
Would you like to split?
Exactly.
Would you like to pay?
And communication, please.
Well,
I feel it depends on who initiates the date.
Okay.
Like now, you can't tell me that you want to take me out on a date. Well, I have my own money, normal. But then, you know, if I'm taking you out, yes, obviously I'll pay for the date now. Do you get? But then, if you feel you want to pay, I won't stop you now.
Okay.
No, you can actually stop that.
No, you can actually stop. Please, let everybody. That's his own opinion. He's telling you that.
They'll pay for
his sister.
Yes, they'll pay for
it. You know this, baby.
You don't care.
Baby girl,
that's what I'm saying. But if you share the date now, yes, obviously, I have my money too. Because not every time that you guys are just looking at from the perspective that the guy is initiating. What if the girl initiates the date?
Now it can be the girl. Yeah. So, on the first, okay, Alice, let you. The guys, they've spoken now. You've said your mind.
Yeah.
Alice. What's your
opinion? I actually have the same opinion with Michelle. Sometimes the girls initiate the dates.
Okay.
And but if a girl should initiate a date with a guy, like, oh, let's go out, let's chill, and you're like, oh, okay. And and you don't tell her then that I don't have money, or who's going to pay, or you don't talk about it. She's going to be expecting you to pay.
That's communication.
Is just all matters.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Before I have to talk first. I'll talk last.
Okay. If I feel that the guy should be doing it, because my time, my energy to dress.
The guy too.
Wait. Calm down.
You said your part.
Wait. See the energy for me to start looking. One thing I don't like doing if I'm going out is looking for clothes to wear. To be honest, I don't like it. So for me to put energy into looking for clothes, doing makeups, my hair, my nails, and everything to come for a date with you, or what they better want to go
pay?
Or we should split one stupid bill.
Wait. It's the first date.
Yeah.
Let me say something. Can I talk? This is where communication comes in now. Everybody's first date is different. Some people, they like to do it grand style. You go to a dinner, everything's set. Some people, they just like to spend very low key time. Some people, their first date could be in the movies. It's not that. For some people, it's not that deep. No, I'm saying it depends on what people are for. Do you understand? Do you want to hear what my own opinion is on that issue, that particular matter? Yeah. I feel like it strays back to the olden days, the Asian days. The Asian days normally is the guys. The guys will pay for it. Like, do you understand? The traditional way is the guys. So I feel like females are now, they've grown to where like it is expected. The expectations is that the guy will pay. I'm telling you that our own generation is a different breed. I'm telling you, this Gen Z, our generation is different.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my own opinion is I'm not going to pay for any dates. That's my own opinion. My own opinion.
Bro. You have to talk now.
See, baby. Don't you think
for that first date? Do you understand? For that first date, I am not paying anything.
Yeah.
Later, we can now. You can always tell me that you don't have, like, but that first date, that when you
date.
Ask me
that
out,
first date.
I am not going to.
Before you even ask the girl out, you go,
don't
say
it.
Do you understand?
Yes. Most of you guys
also
just
to
like,
be smart.
Okay, I just feel that stuff was trendy where this girl said she was not paying. I mean, the guy bought meat pie or whatever. People were saying that
she to where she was going there, she not just going there to go and eat big food.
No, people,
or
people
to
have food fetish.
Sometimes she actually just wants to spend time.
No,
with
no,
people.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, like, it doesn't have to be that deep. Sometimes they actually just want to spend time with
people.
Exactly.
And again,
it's
something
less.
Of 16K.
Yeah.
It doesn't,
I don't think it matters.
Do you know something about, do you know, I feel like...
For a restaurant for Ireland.
Something you must understand.
My was at the mall. We went to this
people. Oh, in a bar at 16K.
Hold on. Nonsense now. The restaurant is on the island. She has something of 16K. Is it too much?
It's a big restaurant. You
exactly.
Pick the location.
You know, you pick the location yourself.
You pick the location. That's I feel like you guys. Something that you guys don't understand is sometimes you don't need to do too much.
Yes.
Like
so that's
some guys, you guys, you people should carry. You don't need to do too much. My own opinion is because it is a first date for me. Just the. By the fact that it's a first date, I'm not trying to split any bill with you. My dress, everything that has for me to come, everything that has to come, I can pay with. The Uber money,
yes,
I can
pay.
But you see, the money, like that, no. That place that we're going to, the bill for that place that we're going to, I'm not going to pay. We're not going to split bills. So God will not shame us. Like, let's just all be communicative. If you don't have money, we can go for the first video and that. You can do something very low key. You don't have to.
How do I say, work with your budget?
Do you understand?
See, when you are working with your budget, these girls here,
you need to go extra mile. Go extra mile.
Guys, the thing is, see, first and foremost, a girl must like you to help you consider your.
Bro,
see,
hello guys, this is most impressed girls that don't like.
Do you know what girls? Girls spend money on people that they don't like.
No,
yes.
If they don't like you,
no, I disagree with that.
Collect money from me.
Yes, now.
If they don't like you,
you need to put on more than
20K.
You don't get the money.
What am I ridiculous? Oh my, ridiculous!
Yes.
Look at that
thing. Something
babe.
That you don't even have.
See, exactly. You go
to restaurants and buy other things that they can't pay for.
You have
yes.
to have that sense. Somebody like me.
See, that's what the first person should be asking.
Our energy.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, you who don't need to ask a girl?
See,
that's the first person to ask if she likes you. Is that?
See.
How much is your budget? That would be the first question to ask.
That's
girls,
that is
never,
where
the
guys,
males, you even put energy on people that don't really fancy.
Exactly.
Bro,
guys,
you guys borrow money. Take girls out on dates.
Guys, fuck up. See, probably you are seeing a girl for the first time. You are seeing a girl for the first time.
Yeah.
You see them for the
and
first
the next
time.
Is like, let's go out now. Come over.
No, you will
come
over. Observe.
Let's go out.
Go
better.
Bro, you are the bro. Bro. Bro, observe. No, observe. Next thing, not there.
Yes, now.
Bro, see, just
can
observe.
I see you? It might
observe.
Be the first time
study this
Joseph.
Girl well. Study this
yes.
girl.
Yes.
Talk to her. Talk to her. If you see the energy, matters. Though. When a girl likes you, yeah, she can actually adapt with anything.
Yeah.
Even though it is pure water, 20 naira you have. So, for real, girls are like that.
No, no, no.
If girls like you, no, I'm exaggerating here. I just saying, like, if girls like you,
yeah.
If girls like you, they can just go angry with you throughout that night.
I know that your blood is hot. Everybody's blood is hot, and this.
So if girls like,
please allow somebody. The way we're talking, everybody's just talking. Please, if Boyko is talking, let him speak before you talk. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So next question. Next question. Because of that. Because of our time. For the males. What do you think about stretch marks?
Oh my
god.
What's that?
That's very, very sexy.
Wow. Very, very sexy. Like,
but maybe you have to have the zebra line.
Yeah, like, Marie. Yeah, some girls even don't like it on their skin. Like, yeah. Are you mad or something?
Why would you?
Why would you
no,
like
it's
it?
Not that no. It's some people feel very insecure about their stretch marks.
Oh, it's actually like that.
Ah.
It's like that now. It's just like stomach.
But
stomach.
I love that.
No, your stomach.
I don't like my stomach.
So you guys,
but it is
are you
like,
saying that,
it is like
can you boldly say that 60% of males like stretch marks?
Nah, I don't know.
To be honest, you cannot go. I can't go meet these guys. I don't get like today. You see many guys. All of them say, we like it tomorrow. What's that? Ew. I can't get.
And is it? Let me tell you. Let me say something now, please. If you know that you are on here, you are pretending to like stretch marks because of.
Exactly.
I
punish you.
You are a very stupid person.
Why be punished?
Because why are you pretending?
Why?
Do you know the funny thing? If you do not like stretch marks for females, that's fine.
Yeah.
To be honest, my own is don't use it to shame them because there are some people that it's just not. It just happens. If you don't like stretch marks, that's fine. In fact, if you don't like menstrual blood, that is fine. My own is don't
like menstrual blood for.
Don't insult people. Don't insult them.
No, I don't think insult.
Some people don't like the sight of blood. Some people don't like the sight of blood.
This
blood
smells
now.
You get.
No, no, this smell is terrible.
I don't know. Have you smelled before?
Yeah, actually, I have once.
So, for the females. For the females, next question for the females.
Yes,
see, questions. What somebody said, I should ask that. Are periods really that bad or you are exaggerating?
I don't have to use somebody else.
Hold on, let me ask myself. For the males here, do you think that females exaggerate?
No, I don't think they do.
Girls are actually like,
you know when someone is
pain now. But I know they know where they are in pain.
You know when they're in pain.
Okay. So. For the females, answer now.
As I was saying,
are periods really that bad or you're exaggerating?
It is.
That question is even offensive. That question is offensive to me because
my mommy said she was ready. She was old.
Let me tell you something.
They took her home from office because she was having MP.
See, I can't remember. There's one girl at secondary school. Anytime she's on her period, you will know. Like, because nothing will offer.
If she sees me on my period, she says I'm not being strong enough.
But the next,
and she's the same person they took home from office.
So it's like, do you know some people? Some people go to the hospital because of
this. Yes, because of this. Every time I went to sick bay, every Monday that I'm on my period.
Let me tell you, if you hear something, it's a Yoruba babe tapping her. That's it.
This was always bad. My master knew me. Every Monday morning, my master knew me. Like, I go to old stomach. Every Monday.
Just like that.
There was a time I had MP when I was 111 in this last room. I vomited. I used to vomit when I'm having MP. In front of school. No, there's a part that is dividing the right side from the left side. There's a market in front of school. I was on top of that, but I crossed halfway and then I was up on top. I was with two of my friends. I vomited right there and people were watching me.
I
vomited. And it was just MP. My friends were like, why did I vomit?
Generally.
And it's just
MP. But the law of the answer to this question, for some people don't have menstrual pain. But if you're babe, let me tell you something. Let me teach you guys something. Let me educate you or something. Real quick.
Educate them.
Please, if your baby is having menstrual pain,
don't rub the stone.
Give her all the attention.
If you're not there,
they'll be paranoid and they still want you around. How do you?
That's it. Mood swings. It's emotional imbalance. It's a lot of things that goes on. I'm serious.
Let me tell you.
On my period, I get extremely emotional. There was one time I was on my period. I was ranting in Pablo's DM. You would think that someone was there was a gun to my head. The way I was ranting, other things that I would not normally think about, but because I was in so much pain, it's painful, you guys. On a scale of 100, some people, it's 90% for them. It's fucking painful.
Even if you are not with that, just be testing.
And be rubbing her stomach. Rub her stomach, rub her back.
Her stomach and her bum bum.
Next question. So I think this question is for everybody. I think this question is for all of us. Does body count matter?
I feel don't even bring it up. Like don't even bring it up. But once you bring it up, it matters.
It does. So, no, does. Bro, it fucking matters.
Like don't
what
bring
are
it
you
up.
Looking for? What are you they will
okay.
Are you what are you exploring? Okay. No shit.
What's
so for females?
Not females, what you ask.
For females. Or you can watch your body count.
What you should ask him that question.
What's your body count?
Would you know?
25.
Why won't I know?
What would you know how many people you've slept with? Are you anyways,
I swear I have a friend that body counts more than that. 25.
25.
No ma. Who is older?
It's not older. It's not older. Like really? It's like maybe 23, 24.
Waka JJ for this Lagos. Did you know the amount of people that have HIV in Lekki now? Let's say JJ.
That one is just killing.
Fugazi.
The thing about body counts and sex, I feel like most people don't really have the opportunity. You get when it comes to sex, they don't used to have the opportunity. Like that's most of us, don't used to have the opportunity. That's why like people are just like
maybe that's why it is rule.
Exactly.
Yeah, like if they had, it would be high.
They would do it
because if I get the opportunity every day, I would do a move. Yes, now I
get menstrual pain.
No. Like if I get the opportunity for sex every day,
I feel not
break. So as females, do you think that it matters?
I don't think I can.
Exactly.
I think you should not bring the matter up.
Don't bring it up. Once you bring it up,
I don't know.
I can't imagine myself.
Let me tell you something.
Like 15 guys. 15 guys. Bro, 15-10 guys don't sleep with you.
But you can sleep with 10 to 15 guys.
No. Yeah. No, exactly, I can't. Because my body count is not even up to that. It's not even up to half of what you just said.
Half, yeah, that's seven.
Yes,
no,
it's not
seven.
What I'm saying is that the fact that he has not slept with that kind of number, it won't be okay.
It is not even normal. Like it is not normal.
I'm actually okay if the guy is complaining about that body count because he hasn't eaten, it's not like that. But some guys you crazy. You damn that you've had sex with over like 15 girls, 20 girls. A girl now tell you that she has had sex with 7 girls, 8 girls, 8 girls. You will not be like,
I think you should not bring
me as a girl.
Yeah,
as a girl. You say as a girl, that's too high. As a girl,
culture. One thing I used to do,
5 is too high for a guy, say. For you, 5 is too high.
Mommy, I don't care about you. I'm saying
more than 5.
I don't
care. Why you they cast back?
No, I don't like.
I would say the way it is.
Yeah. That's why I like you, my G. So, which brings us to the next question. Which brings us to the next question. Are you okay? Like, would you date a virgin? Or would you...
Why not?
Do you prefer...
I would ram into her.
Jesus. Okay.
So, how about you? Like,
a virgin probably,
yes, probably if you're about to get married. Let's say during marriage. Like, would you want to get married to a virgin? Like, does it matter? Does being a virgin matter?
No,
it doesn't matter. Yes. Marriage? No.
Why?
I can't marry a virgin.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, you won't know how to have good sex. I mean,
you will teach me how to explain, but the fact that it's a virgin means I've not experienced sex.
There'll be a problem.
So I'll not be pretending. If I'm not okay, I'll say, baby, it's okay.
That is the problem of girls. That is the problem. See, when it comes to partners, you guys will learn to teach each other everything.
Yes, you have to teach them what you like and what you don't like.
Exactly.
Do you understand? That's where communication comes in. Like, communication.
I'm sorry. This one they are saying. See, I don't like to put people in a position where like they are helpless. They look helpless.
No,
so I always miss. I always try to. If the person is not okay,
knowing the kind of,
But then there are just some things about sex. Yeah. I'm not judgmental. There are just some things about sex that I cannot manage. I'm sorry. If it's
By the way, Alice sells. Sells sex toys.
Yes,
so that's her business.
I sell dildos. I sell vibrators from as low as 5,000 naira, 6,000 naira. I sell male sex toys too. I sell liquors. I sell suckers. Even if you're a lesbian, I still have your toys.
Wait.
Even if you're a
gay, that liquors for male. Like, for how do they use it? Guy, go on the.
Please, next question. Please follow our Instagram page and make sure you patronize her if you're
everything
interested.
_intimate. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
What I'm just trying to say, essence, is that there are just some things about sex that you can't see. You want to a person, yes, but what like that life? Oh my day, extends can come and look, I can manage it. Don't manage it. You can't manage it.
The problem is communication. I say again, the problem is communication.
Let me tell you.
You have to communicate about it before marriage. If you say that when you marry,
hold on. There are some things in the marriage that will happen. Like, the guy is not perfect now.
I'm still saying that to reach an extent.
That to frustrate you.
I have a friend that is in a relationship, and there's this guy she used to have sex with a lot before she got into the relationship, and the sex was mad. And in our relationship, the sex is good, but obviously the guy's sex is better. She prefers the sex. Now, the reason why she's not exactly, thank you, the reason why she's not looking backward, she's not even looking back at the guy at all. Because means I was asking her that. She's not looking back at the guy at all, even though the sex in our relationship is not as good as that. Because the problem, whatever is wrong with our sex with our partner is fixable. You know, even at the moment, it's not that bad. It's just not as good. Now, imagine if it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you cannot just do it. If you have a big penis and she does not like big penis, she won't do it. That's what I'm trying to tell
you.
It matters. It matters. You might not just fit each other. So it matters.
Ego is nice.
No, she's in the light, so she goes about it.
Next question. Please, let's move on to the next question because of our time. Amen. Next question is, so this is going to be, I'm going to throw it to the males particularly. Do you feel intimidated when your babe makes more money than you?
Why?
My ex broke up with me because I had money than you.
The family will grow.
This thing is about contentment.
Exactly.
There's no inferiority complex.
Let me tell you something. Do you know, there's this, I believe that males are more tend to get more inferior than females.
I would never ever
males in general.
Especially when you are broke.
Yeah,
that's your society.
That's society.
Me, my own logo. Fuck the society.
It's even so bad. So fuck the society. Everybody say together. 1, 2, ready, go. Fuck the society. Amen to that. Amen to that.
Amen.
Okay, the females now. This question. Someone particularly asked me this question. what's the proper answer to, does this dress make me look fat?
What's the proper answer?
Does this dress make me look fat? Or your friends, your male friends?
Okay.
Does this dress make me look fat? What's the proper answer to it? What answer could you possibly want to hear to that kind of question? Because there are guys that are really stupid and they're like, yes, you look fat in that dress.
Can I say
and
something?
You might take offense to that. Is it you? Are you male? Are you female?
Okay, no, me. I don't think I'll take offense with that. Just tell me the truth. That's all.
I mean,
God bless her, your fair.
I've been always asking.
Let me tell you something. There's a way you will say the
but
truth.
But don't you guys think that's fat is a disrespectful word?
No, I don't.
It's not.
Fat.
It's a descriptive word. Fat is not disrespectful. Thin is not disrespectful.
Big.
Before
there's
I
nothing like finish. She's not fat, she's has weight. Don't be crazy.
Yes.
Fast is fast. What
let me tell you something. Sometimes it's not. It's not.
It's the society that all the fat is bad.
Let me tell you something. It's not about what you say now. It's about how you say it.
Do you know the funniest part?
You people need to be emotionally intelligent, especially.
If I tell
our
friend
our age group,
will you be pissed?
I
can't. But if I tell someone that is fat, that she's fat, she'll be pissed.
Let me tell you something. There's a way. It's not. That's why I said it's not about what you say. It's about how you say it. If you tell someone that there's a way you not even necessarily there are people that are fat and are not thick.
There are people that
there's just a way you say it. If you want to say somebody is fat, you don't have to say it in a very offensive
and
manner.
And even your facial expression.
Yes, your body language.
Say it normally now. Like one of my friends wanted to tell me that your fat friend. He was not saying that I said she's fat. We say it. Honestly, like, so it's so bad.
But let me tell you something. Some people, say it. Everybody say it. Understood. Let's say it the way it is. Understood. We get it.
Yeah.
But you need to understand that some people find it offensive.
People say it really.
Yeah.
You need to be emotionally intelligent to that. If they don't like it, don't do it. It's not.
How
this
they
it's
like
not.
It?
That's where communication comes in.
That's
yeah.
what, that's
you know,
right.
if they're. Now, I'm talking about your friends. Your friends that don't like it. If you know that it makes them uncomfortable, they call them fat. Don't call them fat.
That's why I think big is.
Do you understand? Or that your big friend.
Big yato. If
she's
short, income
and
she's fat. Short.
If she's short and she's fat, she big.
So, for the females, another question is, why do you always expect, like, do you always want the males to make the first move in everything? If you want to go out, the males.
It depends.
No, can I say something? It's not compulsory they make the first move. But like what you said earlier on, society. See, there are times that before we understand that, okay, let's talk about this sex thing we're talking about. If anything, we'll say, yes, the guy must initiate the sex in the first place. But I think now, we have to start learning how to speak out first. It's not...
Yeah.
Touch me, please. You should approach guys. Promise them, touch them to initiate sex.
We definitely one of those guys that don't deep sex. That is not that every time, they initiate that most of the time. I don't give a fuck. Society has just made us look at, like, sometimes if you want to do, you feel like Mumbai.
No, which brings us to the next question. Hold on.
Is the right person? Who said is the right person? If you want, go. If you
what? Which brings us to this next question for the males? Yeah?
The right person. She just told me. I don't
No, like society always makes us feel like this is
okay,
the right
person.
Like,
guys, the right person. Like, so role taking in society is very, very normal.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
this
you fuck
is unnecessary.
What? That's right.
For the males now, for girls that have sex on the first date, do you see them as cheap?
No.
Girls that want to have sex with you on the first date.
No, it's not cheap.
Hold on, hold on,
hold on.
It's good now. I said something earlier. I said a girl must like you.
Yeah.
If you like each other, voila.
Bro, continue. Yeah. You are gone.
I swear.
You don't get free pass.
Even friends. Tibati, oh, like me. What did I say that? Your energy is gone.
I don't
need
to talk
to them.
Like
yeah.
Bro, you have to like
that
me.
Stupid girl we end up Nara with after that.
Oh, she liked as a friend, Abi.
Enna,
yes, now
you have to like me, because I can't be like
you. You can't be someone that replies with yes, no. I'm okay. I'm not okay. Tomorrow.
You have to like
okay.
me too.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Another question. Because of time, I need to like sort of make this thing fast. What do you think about your friends dating your ex? this for everybody.
Bro, like, I've always wanted to ask that question.
What do you think?
I think your friends dating your ex.
What do you think about your friends dating your ex?
If it is within a very short.
Because what if your ex is your friend's soulmate?
Yes, that's what I always say that thing.
Yeah,
say that.
I'm sorry, but can I say something? Why do you guys keep using this soulmate thing? It vexes me. God, how do you know that the dog downstairs there is not your soulmate? But you know that person. The person you want to be your soulmate, you'll be saying, hey, what if that's my soulmate? What if that's my soulmate?
By the way, this conversation, Ali is in Roju gone. Like, you can't see, it's just
audio. Special time, be me here. Oh, sweet, me God.
If it's within a very short time, like if maybe I break up with someone now, and then maybe the next 1 year or maybe the next 6 months because you're already dating that person.
Your friend, my ex.
That's suspicious. But then
you guys, the three males here currently, you guys are sort of close.
I feel like the answer is even right there.
You guys are like close to an extent. I would say you guys are close. Would you want Pablo to date your ex? Are you comfortable with that?
Why not?
I cannot date his ex because me, I'm married. Like.
Oti ye me. Understood. You might not. Okay, you're not comfortable asking that question because you are currently in a relationship. Oyinko, would you want to meet?
Can't date my ex.
Oyinko, to date your ex. Would you want to meet?
She getting her she's going
to.
She getting her she's going
to. Like we are broken up.
She getting her she gets sense.
We've ended our time already. There's nothing between us again now. So why
can't
you?
I understand.
It's not cool.
It doesn't make you uncomfortable.
Let me tell you something, for your friend
to date your ex, it means he has always liked even when you guys were in a relationship.
Wait, Tolani, that's what I said. If it's within a short time,
50% of the time, Tolani, it's a 50-50, 50% of the time, they already like.
If Rico dates my ex 6 months after I've dated her, then I know that something is wrong. But then after this last one, 2 years later, I still go with my ex.
That one is different.
There's nothing. That's the only way I can agree with somebody.
Like somebody have actually like. You guys should not become Jupiter brother.
Experience. Normally, if I was to answer the question, I'll just say no. But Otishele see me, and I don't really feel bad. The thing is that she dated my ex, but I dated him like 3 years ago. And when I was dating him, me and her were even very close that period. When she go to do yawo kinikon, all those whining. But then the worst part was that when they wanted to start, they are not dated when I found out. My ex, Daniel, that me and her were friends, texted me because they were having issues. He wanted me to help him talk to her. That was how I found out that the both of them were actually trying to, you know. No, they were not dating yet. They weren't dating. That was how I found out. And I found it disrespectful that I had to find out like that. But I had no issues with it.
He came to talk to her.
Yes.
He's stupid.
Exactly. She didn't tell me. She's my friend.
I know if Corey was like that. Just like saying, both of you were like, I've already dated somebody before. And then maybe she has broken up with the guy. And then later, now you're not dating the guy. And now, Kopeo. And these two now are very close. That like relationship is now strong, very strong. Stronger than even when I was dating that guy. And both of them are going to.
Let me. I'm going to.
They were not friends before.
You were friends, buddies.
I'm going to make something very clear. This is my own perspective. This is my own perspective. Let me tell you something.
I don't know Paul, I'm friends, I can date you now since I don't know Paul.
Yeah. In the whole of this whatever, your friend is like my best. She's my best friend. Yeah, I cannot even if it's five. Even if it's 5 years later, I can't. I swear to you, I can never ever comprehend it. To be honest, maybe I can never know. Like right now, maybe later. I don't know how it will be 4 years after now. Do you understand? I don't know how my mindset will be 4 years after now. I'm talking based on how I would feel right now.
Right now,
if I swear I offered a date my ex boyfriend.
But Loki, me and you are
counseled.
Wait, do you know? Like, you're what you
spec,
like.
I mean,
ah, yeah. Oh, yato.
So, see, talk your mind. No, please, okay, talk your mind.
Tolani, why? Like, why?
I don't know, it just makes me very uncomfortable.
How she's feeling right now.
Right now, I don't know how it will be like a few years later. Do you understand that? A few years later, I might see them together and it will not be really deep to me. Do you understand?
It shouldn't be.
Every day. It's but smooth. Now, Alpha, please let me pass Capriso.
Like, why would you get afraid? Wait. Why would you be jealous over? Wait, why would you be jealous about your ex?
No, mind now. Don't answer.
Why would you be jealous about your ex 4 years later?
You didn't enter her.
I don't enter her.
Okay.
4 years later.
Why?
So, this might be our last. I think we'll do part two of this thing. What do you guys think?
I swear. Oh, God.
So, to the last question.
Last question.
Last question for this podcast, for this episode. Females. I want only males to answer.
Yeah.
What are those things you don't like about female gender?
Please be gentle with your words.
What are those things that you generally just do not like about female gender?
They are confused.
The confusion part, bro.
It is crazy. It is crazy.
Confusion.
They are indecisive. Oh God.
So what else?
And whenever they're having cramps or menstrual pain. They want you around and they want you gone at the same time. Like, how is that possible?
Oh, God, that's what I'm trying to. Is this thing is education. I'm educating you. I'm telling you that there are times that when people are on their periods, they tend to be to have mood swings. It's one of the symptoms.
Fine. But what I'm trying to say is that it is not possible for you to want someone around and want the person gone also.
That's emotional imbalance. It is possible. It's biology. It's your physiological state. Jesus.
I feel girls should be more straightforward. If you like a guy, tell him. If you don't like him,
don't tell him.
It's not so easy.
No. Why?
Girls.
That's what girls.
Okay. Girls will not want a guy, and will still
what
want
you saying? That's what.
I'm sorry, but indecisive.
You won't want me.
Some say, I'm a Libra. I tend to be indecisive. That's just how I am.
No, that's not Libra.
Did you see one of my tweets that went viral? Do you remember one of them?
My money.
So,
like, approach guys. You see a guy that is handsome, you like him. There's nothing wrong. Go and meet him. Hey, what's up?
Chai.
You are looking handsome.
Okay.
It's as simple as that.
The females, what is that thing that you don't like about males?
They haven't said anything to me because I don't really
care anything.
But just that indecisiveness.
For males, I feel like.
When cheater?
Let me tell you.
Bro!
According to.
Who cheat pass?
Women.
We're not about to have that conversation. Okay, this conversation is for the next topic.
Sorry, because it won't end.
It's for the next topic.
We're only talking about, like. Relationship wise.
Yeah.
Or male.
Exactly. Most of. We're talking about even your friends. Let me tell you, friendship breakups.
That's what it's been.
Bro, I'm telling you that there are some friends that just do not have sense. And there are some that have sense. And there are some that are in the middle.
Okay, me, I think that what I don't like about men is all these entitlements. Like all those shoulder decisions.
Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ.
I said, believe it or not. I swear on my life, a guy has walked up to me, asked for my number, and I was like, no, I'm not doing anything. What's your problem? Calm down now. Jimmy, look at me now. I'm
quite important.
You understand? He was literally being condescending.
You don't
on top, you won't collect my number. I've been harassed by a guy before. Right. He wanted to collect my number. This was not two men. There were even men. Agbalagba. I don't give my number to them. I will block him immediately. I give him more than any time. Man, stress me. They were inside the car, and I was walking.
Let me tell you something. There are just some people that you are not interested in talking to.
I was working on Jimmy.
And that's fine now, Abby.
Very, very.
That's okay. It's normal.
If you don't like me and I'm approaching, just that.
Please, do you understand?
Okay. If it's easy for you guys to do that, why is it?
Let me tell you something. I feel like another thing that I don't like about me is you guys don't learn. In this aspect, you guys don't learn in the aspect that when a girl tells you she doesn't want something, yes, you might. Well, I feel like applying pressure, but let me tell you something. There's a limit to where a female will say they are not doing.
Yeah.
But I am pushing it. Like,
pressure works.
Please,
it depends on how. Any form of pressure things.
I also be lying to say, don't apply pressure. Energy first. Read the energy.
Do you understand?
I have something to say about guys I don't really like. Okay, first of all, you approach. Okay, I like you. Okay, you're doing some things for me. Then I'm asking that, why are you doing this? You're saying I just want to be friends.
Just want to do it.
Just want to do it. I don't know if
it's like Ben Oshisong. It's because you like me.
Guys
sleep
a lot.
Guys sleep a lot.
Then I tell you that
I'm not interested. I don't have a sudden, we're going from 0 to 100. And you're coming to me, so let us have a conversation. We're having a conversation. You're saying, hey, okay, it's not because I have feelings for you. That's why I'm doing those
things. I just
why are we not friends anymore? Where is the
friend? Then you will now ghost us. Uh-huh. After everybody say, no, we're not doing, you will now ghost. Males, why do you guys do that?
You come, you toast me, you go.
What do you guys now want?
The next week.
What do you guys want? What do you want? What do you want? Okay. I've actually told someone that. Okay. I started with this girl. I think I was 20.
No, baby,
I like you. She understands you. I like you. This girl showed that. Oh, we're talking everything. So then, this day.
Hold on now.
He came to this day and I was like, I went to this girl and I was like, oh. Do you have, after all this talking thing for that long time,
yeah,
do you have feelings for me? This girl was like, no, she does not. Okay, no problem. Hey, I don't carry my load. I don't move on. The next day, this girl came to meet me. I was like, she was feeling someone, blah, 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 blah. Bro, and we dated after that. Like, and relationship was sweet.
So she has finished.
Everything now. Everything. The sheep though.
Why?
Don't capsize.
Why? Like, why you girls like that? Why? Okay.
I think this episode.
It's important. That is what talk cannot do. Very, very important. Why are you promising me? Oh, this me. Is it for that man that needs to make?
You be like,
any girl that I'm dating, and nails are here, I won't let her pay for it now. I'll take care of her. I have money. I'll take care of you. Who need? I'll buy you clothes. I'll buy you gifts. I'll buy you. Oh yeah, enter talking stage now. Enter talking stage. You talk to all these girls that used to be.
Let me tell you something. Don't say things that you cannot.
Even inside relationship, I know person will break up with
that. I know that you are trying to impress us by saying all those things. But if you don't say you know fit do her, there's no need to say it.
Something called
heat of the moment. Heat of the
heat.
There's something called heat of the moment.
Heat of the moment. No, they use that kind to do heat of the moment. Things are hard in this country.
Even if she's
we're not doing heat of the moment. Don't you call no talk? Don't you call no travel? This is one of those talk.
Like now, I actually want to do something for you, and I won't be able to do it due to some circumstances.
But let me know. And why you tell me? Why you tell me about 2 months ago that you give me birthday gifts and my birthday has passed? You come
see, there's even
something. I am not going to actually have okay, you asking know, what's going on.
We've talked about that.
What's up?
Don't worry.
Did you tell the reason?
No reason.
Do you guys communicate?
Did you ask him?
You guys don't
yes,
communicate.
Yes, I asked him.
What
did
you communicate?
But you talk. No, we actually talk.
What did you say? See, when the guy, when the guy is
free, when you'll be able to tell me that this is what happens.
Reason why my friends do it, that's what I don't like.
Listen to me.
All those guys, I can cut them off. But my friends, if I'm in trouble, and you're my friend, and I come to you, if you don't have, please, I beg you, just tell me that. Guy, no vex, I know guess. I like this, I know. No be, I go sign up for you weekend, and you keep postponing. Are you mad? What if it's urgent? What if I could have easily found someone else running for me?
Actually, I have the intention.
Which intention?
You can actually things are like that.
My guy do that thing. He run me streets. I know ask him. I know you that. We don't run streets. He run me streets. I never ask him. You the place. I know ask you. You dey my side. I come the visit. I say, I go like one. I go like. No worry, I go help you. I go
so you like Buga?
Nothing. Yes, no. You the place.
So you like Buga? But for why me, now? For me, I feel like.
I really don't like
they always disappointments.
Why?
Yeah. Some things are just
this but, life is not balanced.
If a guy is free with you,
once a guy gets, you will talk about. Yeah. Talk there's about nothing. There's nothing that you talk about. Can you
go? Okay. All these things I was saying. Say some things to appreciate your friends. The friends that you have.
Male friends.
Male friends. Female
okay,
friends.
I can call their name.
You can call their name. Like shout out to your friends. To your friends or to your babe. If you have
a girl. Go this
one. Go champions. No, go go key your papa.
To be sure, shout out to your friends or your girlfriend or anything.
I actually want to shout out to my ex.
You not to shout out to your girlfriend.
To your ex-girlfriend.
Hey, Ayo.
Yeah, she was a very nice person.
Oh my god.
She knows
herself.
She knows
herself. You don't have to if you're not comfortable with this.
She was very.
Yeah, okay. Alice. So we can end this podcast because people have to pray. And everything.
Alice.
Hey, you don't do.
Shout out to Rico, Rico Money,
Rico Suave,
Pablo Money, Basto, all of them.
Now who go kill all of
them now? Shout out to your friends.
Shout out to my friend.
Your babe.
Sheiton.
Yeah.
In fact, like, I don't even know what to say. She's really amazing. She turns up every fucking time. And I want the world to know that I have a friend like Sheiton. Wow. Like, you need. She did turn up. She did. Now my guy, my G, as they hear him.
Your friendship now. You said something earlier. You said something about the rubbish street.
No, okay. I have a lot of everybody here is my friends. Thank you, every one of you. Thank you, Busayo, Yanu. Please, thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Do you know come my name special?
Scholar.
Oh, what about the mess up?
Why you say my best friend?
Shout out to every single one of you that made time to be on this episode today. I know we're cooking spark for us.
Yeah, so
giving us Chef
Pablo.
Let me talk now. I know that I've been slacking. Are you poor after my life? Okay. But episodes are coming soon. To every one of you that came to be on my podcast,
now,
thank you so much. To Oyinkosola, to Olabi, to Miche, Alice, my G,
hi guys.
To Ayofeluwa. There's somebody here that has not been talking since. To her too. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you. And there will definitely.